Today's everyday hero is a good one. There's no age limit on helping. 8-year-old Cooper Hammond goes to Templeton Elementary in Tigard. He's a regular 8-year-old, but has a big heart.
Cooper decided to raise money for Meals on Wheels and started off by setting up a lemonade stand in his neighborhood. Then he added a coffee stand. That's where I caught up to him.
I know a lot of older people and people who can't get out of the house need help sometimes, and especially in COVID with the isolation, right now is a really good time to help.
Have you ever met any of the people that the food goes to yet?
No, not really. Okay. When I get older, I kind of want to come here and, I don't know, help deliver food.
So what do your friends think about you doing this?
My friends kind of think that I'm famous and also they think I'm helping a lot in the world.
Do you think that you're making a lot of people happy doing this?
Yes.
Cooper's mom, Terry, says they're pretty proud of him.
Cooper's a really unique kiddo. He's always been pretty thoughtful and cares about others. Yeah, he is a typical 8-year-old and also a very deep feeler and an old soul, I feel like.
So you're not really surprised that he wanted to do this?
No, every year around Christmas time, we ask him to do something to support his local community, and this is what he chose to do this year. I guess I am a little surprised that it's so big. You know, he's a big thinker and wants to do big things.
Suzanne Washington is CEO of Meals on Wheels People and says they don't always get 8-year-olds so determined to help.
I mean, lots of times they have great ideas and it turns into things, but the follow-through is amazing with Cooper. That he's done lemonade stands, coffee stands, and really taken it to the next level. So it's fantastic.
Now, he told me he raised probably about $500. Talk about how much of an impact $500.
$500 buys a lot of meals for older people. But at the same time, it also gets the word out. So his $500 will get leveraged by people seeing it in the community and will get a lot more donations. So it's not the amount of money, it's the willingness to help out and get the word out there. And just be, like I heard him say earlier, the more he can do now, the better it is for the world. So we totally agree with him.
So talk about the people that are receiving the food. Could be anybody's grandparents, right?
Oh, yeah. My mom is 91. She still drives, so she's good. Mm-hmm. But she lives out in the middle of nowhere, and if she couldn't drive, it'd be hard to get food. So we'll feed anybody 60 and older that needs it, whether it's because of finances or physical ability, they can't get to the store, whatever it is. As long as they need something and food and that human connection, we want to provide it. Because the food is the entree into the house, but then we want to make sure they have people to talk to, that they're not alone, that there is that human connection they need to really thrive and be well in their home.
Right. So when someone volunteers, I mean, if they're not outgoing, there are other jobs that they can do, but if you have a personality, you don't mind talking to somebody for a little while, that's really bonus.
Well, we started a friendly chat program, which is if you like to talk on the phone, it's perfect for you.
How about Cooper, 8 years old in Tigard at Templeton Elementary, doing amazing things? If you want to volunteer as well, Meals on Wheels will take you. Nossa Coffee is also helping. $5 of every purchase made through the end of this month goes to help homebound seniors. PDX Pop also donating if you buy popcorn from them this month as well.
And you can find more on KXL.com and on our Facebook page.